The rise of social media can leave kids anxious. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Felipa Chavez, assistant professor of psychology at the Florida Institute of Technology, explores what can be done to combat these feelings.
While many scholars seek to better understand why anxiety among school-age children seems to be on the rise, three main factors that could influence this anxiety remain the same: age of development, genetics, and socialization. However, culture is changing, which increases the stressors and demands we are putting on children in a variety of ways. Two potentially anxiety-inducing practices, social comparisons and bullying, that used to be contained primarily at or around school, can now happen almost anytime and anywhere due to social media. One approach is to reduce the amount of time children are spending on their technologies and social media that potentiate heightened anxiety through sometimes unrealistic social comparisons. Another is to favor consistent family engagement in activities that foster parent-child communication and connectedness. Thus, parents should avoid overbooking children. Also, adults imposing or projecting their fears onto children only serves to add to their stressors, pressures, and fears of failing. Parents who support and listen to their children can effectively create a safe space for them to talk about their concerns. Allowing children the space to problem solve and navigate minor life stressors enables them to develop useful coping skills and the grit garnered through experience and learning through adversity. It also fosters responsible decision making, strengthening their internal resources for resiliency and self-efficacy to weather the storms that will inevitably come as they mature into adults.
That was Felipa Chavez of the Florida Institute of Technology. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.